please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Gyanzo G, just making a video about transforming problems. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, I found this nice video. Hopefully you guys are not squeamish. This one was kind of difficult, and I have a very, very tough skin. Yes, you're gonna see men turn into women, and women turn into men. You're gonna see those videos of very, very graphic transformations. So yes, you're gonna see these people turn their innies into outies, and outies into innies. So yeah, strap in, boys, because it's gonna be fucking crazy. And this dude is doing God's work. Yes, this is funny and delicious all at the same time, so you guys enjoy. And remember, friends, this thing is fucked up in graphics, so if you're a little pussy or whatever, you probably want to turn it off. You've been warned. Enjoy.
She wants a summer home, you believe that? Keep telling her, Karen, we can't afford it. You know how many of these surgeries I'd have to do to buy a summer home? She wants to live in the Hamptons. Ted, hold that down. Thank you. A little tighter. Still have that chihuahua? He likes dog treats, doesn't he? This guy's not going to need them anymore.
Keep going.
All right, I'm inverting the penis now. Does somebody want to turn my operating music on? Ted, can you hit the... Oh, thank you, nurse.
It's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy.
Let me see you back it up. Drop that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up. Break it down, bitch. Let me see you back it up. Drop that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker.
It's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake.
What?
If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book.
What?
You know you can't be lazy.
Yeah.
Never use a messy recipe.
What?
The cake will end up crazy.
Hey. It's yours, bitch. Grab it, dick. It's yours, bitch. Rub that shit. It's yours, bitch. Grab it, dick. It's yours, bitch. Now turn around, bitch. Put that ass on the nigga. Grind on the dick. Make it get a little better. Now turn around, bitch. Put that ass on the nigga. Grind on the dick. Get take out
the
bigger.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah.
I'm feeling trans-tastic today. I hope you are, too, as we begin our magical journey into the transformations that exist all around us. Starting here with Episode 1, How the Sausage is Made. It's time to do away with the mysticism. I'm going to show you exactly how that caterpie becomes a metapod. Because there's nothing more natural and beautiful than a man becoming a woman, or a woman becoming a man. I bet you didn't even know you could invert a penis, or that it would look like a Boy Scout trying to earn a merit badge, but it does. With a little bit of elbow grease and some man-made intervention, we can work miracles. And that man's pronouns are Zim and Zoom, and he's going to be cutting your cock off and turning it into an inside-out vagina. Sure, our methods may be slightly extreme. We can't really make that caterpie into a metapod until we kill a few turtles and superglue their shells to its quivering little corpse. But after a few hours with a hammer, I bet you couldn't even tell the difference. Transsexuality, the pet rock of genital mutilation, has become quite the popular fad these days. But most people are unaware of exactly how that transformation happens. Now, how exactly does one go from being a man to a woman? Or to start with, a woman to a man? Well, first things first, we're going to have to cut your fucking tits off. I'm talking a two-scoop approach. We're just going to saw those bad boys right out of there. Now, this beautiful little procedure, it's completely safe. We sedate you, stick you onto a table, and then we hack your tits off with a saw. We get right up in there. I'm talking up to the fucking elbow. We're removing all the titty we can. Then we're going to staple the flap back down onto your stomach. You'll have a giant smiley face across your chest for the rest of your life. But goodbye, B-cup. Hello, manhood. Now sure, the procedure's not exactly perfect. We can't make you have features that men might have. Muscle development such as pecs are going to be difficult. There's going to be some soreness and tenderness, especially where the hoses connect into your armpits for the drainage of all that pus. And probably most concerning of all the ladies that want to become misters, a lack of chest hair. Luckily, simple home remedies are available to fix that. First thing you need to do is jump into your car and drive down to Niggertown. You're going to want to find the most ghetto fucking weave shop that exists. Buy up as much of it as you can, and then find your grandmother and have her teach you how to crochet. Voila, you're fucking Austin Powers now. Look at that man bush. But we're just getting started. That was the appetizer. Here comes the entree. I'm talking big boy bottom surgery. Now, the procedure, a relatively non-invasive one, starts rather simply. We pick a part of your body, and then we start drawing on it. Now, these diagrams don't really mean anything. Dr. Cunningham here decided to show the price of Bitcoin to blow off some steam. Once he's relaxed enough after doodling on you, he begins a process of degloving, removing the flesh from the limb. Once a doctor has secured enough tissue from the donation site, it's on to... Does anybody hear that?
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be.
Now, I see some of you getting squeamish out there. I understand it. Some of you thinking, I don't want that done to my leg. Luckily for you, we can do it to your arm instead. Nearly identical in how it's carried out, we find a surgery site, draw a diagram, and then start ripping shit off of you. I don't even know exactly what this is going to become, but it sure is neat. And after a few hours of playing Roll the Sausage, you're left with a nice arm cock. And don't be too concerned about the donation site. I know when you see these graphic images and video of people having tissue harvested from their thighs and their arms, the first thing you think is, my God, it's going to look like you were in a horrific car crash. Sure, maybe you could convince somebody you're actually a man when you were born a woman, but you're also going to convince them that you've jumped off of Frankenstein's table and villagers are chasing you with torches. But I assure you, it's going to look natural. And after all those hours of pain and suffering, you'll be the proud new owner of a sad snuffleupagus. I can't even tell that's not a real cock. You're going to blend in perfectly right next to the men at the urinal beside you. Nobody's going to know the difference. That is a natural-looking penis. You'll do all the things that men do, like shave their penis, even the tip of it, because you harvested skin from your arms and your legs. So you're probably going to need a pair of scissors, or at least a really good automatic razor. And it's not just the men that'll be deceived, it's the ladies as well. One look at that gargantuan, delicious, dead-looking dick, and their panties are gonna drop. And when we're discussing passability, I can't help but mention the primo pussy of all the trans ladies out there. That is some grade-A snatch. Who could tell the difference? Now, over the years, I've heard a lot of transphobic comments, a lot of bigotry directed at my trans sisters out there. Unsubstantiated accusations that because they can't pass as a real woman, even with all the hormones and makeup, even with all the clothing and lessons on how to change their voice, even with the surgery, because they are unable to actually pass, that they engage in active deception, as if beautiful trans women need to lie to people about what they are. These hurtful rumors have spread so much that people become paranoid. They're under the impression that when they're online talking to somebody, and that person has an anime avatar, that even though they may present themselves as cute and effeminate, the truth is quite the opposite. As if trans women are such inhuman things that they need to deceive innocent men into believing they're women by misrepresenting themselves. Well, I'm here to put an end to that rumor. I'm going to show you just how wrong you are. And what better way to do it than with a gender reveal? What did I tell you? A completely accurate representation of these sexy ladies. In fact, if I were still a single guy on the market, I knew who I'd be trying to court. Look at this lady. That screams, I am a sexy woman, and I am 100% au naturel. Oh, and she has a friend. Well, hello, ladies. Would you like to go see the Joker movie with me? Maybe we could rise up together. I know I'm rising up in my pants. And when I say 100% natural, I mean 100% natural. They do all the things ladies do. Like go to Vietnam to have an Asian doctor take their penis off of them and then stuff in an amazing amount of gauze so they can do their own gender reveal like every little girl does when she enters menzies. I just want to bury my face down there. Imagine the smell. And it most certainly is going to smell, especially if they're not dilating. Remember first aid class, when they told you about what happens with a giant open wound that never heals? Starts to get gangrenous. Can't have that fucker sealing up. My boyfriend wants to come over tonight and get a little trans coochie. So let me just grab my dilator that I'm going to be using every day for the rest of my life for 2 to 3 hour sessions, which are unbearably painful, to open up this fucking wound so it never ever heals. But you need to look for that silver lining in things. After all, trans vaginas don't lubricate.
One disappointing feature is the absence of lubricating fluid, because the glands that produce this fluid cannot be transplanted.
So hopefully all that blood and pus gets the job done. At least it should make it easier to pick out the hairballs. Oh yes, the hairballs. See, when they skin your dick and turn it inside out, they use your testicles to create an inner layer, a sock, if you will. A ball sock rather than a ball sack. But since the material is made from testicles, hair continues to grow. So there you are, a sexy young thing, a new woman on the town, with a giant, gaping, bleeding, pus-filled hole that won't stop growing hair.
What the fuck is that?
Why, it's almost like that 41% statistic is starting to make sense. That when you engage in heavy body modification and delusional surgeries, when you opt in to have graphically violent things done to your genitals, that it leaves you in a state of nonstop depression and suicidal ideation, that it perhaps helps to explain why so many young men and women that have been drawn in by this cult-like mentality of transsexuality as a fad are now seeking to reverse their decision. Why websites like Reddit have testimonial after testimonial, horror story after horror story, about what a mistake it was to get this extreme surgery done to their body, about the massive amount of regret that they hold for having done this to themselves, and the unending deep despair that never leaves them, because it is irreversible. And even for those that have not embarked upon the final surgery, just the act of taking hormones alone can be detrimental to their health and to their development. And in perhaps the most ironic twist possible, that those very hormones that are being taken to help facilitate transsexual reassignment surgery are in fact hindering people's ability to get it.
She has a very, very small penis. So my concern is that we're just now getting these children who have been on puberty-delaying hormones, and the penis never has a chance to grow. So when it comes to the surgery, we don't have the raw materials we need to make what we're used to.
And then after having such a brutal procedure done, with very little material to work with, complications begin to arise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I warned you about that.
Okay. Getting out of the wheelchair, the leg thing snaps down and I feel a pop.
And with it, I felt this crazy pain.
I felt like an incision just popped.
Pain and bleeding and infection.
You know, I was a little surprised. Jazz is young and healthy, and normally patients like that heal really quickly. But instead, it just looked like the sutures were starting to spread, and the color of the skin right along the edge of the wound, you want it to be nice and pink, but it was looking dusky, kind of bluish, which can be a sign of too much tension, there not being enough blood supply. So I was pretty worried at that point.
And it all finally culminates in a mental breakdown which affects every single part of the individual's life, delaying or outright denying the plans they'd had for a future. These surgeries are brutal. The results aren't pretty. It doesn't look natural. It doesn't function in a natural manner. The mental impact that it has on the individual is deep and scarring and permanent. And the long-lasting implication of embarking upon this transsexual journey is permanent disability, whether it's from the physical scars of surgery or the hormonal imbalance and delay of development from pills. As our society becomes more and more unhinged and gives in to people with diluted concepts of what they are and who they should be, we find ourselves hurtling towards a singular endpoint, a graveyard full of abandoned, broken people, all who bought into a notion that they could be the pretty little girl if they just believed hard enough. But unlike a Disney movie, Pinocchio doesn't get to turn into a real boy. Instead, Geppetto hucks his ass into a wood chipper and cries once a year at the memory of his deluded little friend.
Yeah, you could tell. It's fucking crazy. These trannies are insane, and they're doing this shit to their bodies. Do they deserve to do this shit? Who gives a fuck? It's their body. But what I have the problem is when I have to pay for this shit. I don't give a fuck what people do with their own bodies. But if I have to pay it, that's why I say no. Yeah, to me this is funny and disgusting at the same time. Yeah, was that squeamish when you see these people cut their dicks off and they turn them into pussies? That's fucking insane, man. Yeah, that was so cringy. I felt that shit like in the back of my legs when I see those things getting chopped up and shit. I was like, oh my god, ugh. But yeah, man, these people are doing this shit to themselves. They're fucking stupid. Yeah, man. All you gotta do, friends, is don't be one of these people. Just work out. Build your strength. Get some skills. So you'll end up like one of these creeps. Yes, because these guys are nothing but genetic dead ends. Yes. So your bloodline is gonna be worth something. Maybe not right now, but in the future, you will see. People are gonna want your dick. Oh, that's my bird. Yeah, little motherfuckers inside, because, you know, it's kind of hot outside. So, yeah, there he goes. Well, I guess I better let you go because this motherfucker gonna keep on squawking. Well, goodbye.
Hi, my name is Aiden, and this is my voice before starting tea. I don't relate to you. Oh, I don't relate to you. Cause I never treat me this shitty. You make me hate this city.
Hi, my name is Aiden, and this is my voice 1 year on tea. I don't relate to you. Oh, I don't relate to you. Cause I never treat me this shitty. You make me hate this city.